This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Europe, estimates of the number of people who died in this month's heat wave are still growing. 500 to 1,000 deaths in the Netherlands are now blamed on the heat, 1,300 in Portugal. France is far and away the worst off. The estimate there is now more than 10,000. President Jacques Chirac has given a solemn address to the nation, expressing sympathy for the victims and calling for a thorough investigation. But the government is offering no apologies, even though half of French people think it didn't do enough. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Paris.
Throughout the deadly heat wave, Jacques Chirac stayed on vacation in Canada, where the weather was relatively cool. The French president's distance and his continued silence were much criticized here. Today, Chirac made a formal televised address to try to make amends. He expressed his compassion for the victims' families and promised to prod his government into action.
I have asked the government to analyze the causes of the drama that we have lived through, and this in the most transparent manner. All of the necessary conclusions must be drawn in order to prevent the return of such a situation.
The human toll of the heat wave, now over, gets worse almost every day. On Monday, the government said 5,000 people were dead. Today, a minister said 10,000 was the new working figure, based on numbers from France's largest chain of funeral homes. To prevent a repeat of what is being widely described as a national tragedy, Chirac promised more money for emergency workers. He also called on people to show a little more heart. Many of the dead were elderly city dwellers with no air conditioning, left alone by family and ignored by neighbors.
The tragic consequences of the heat wave show to what extent it is necessary for our society to become more responsible, more attentive toward others, to their helplessness and their suffering, to their vulnerability.
For the opposition, the deaths have been a chance to strike at the center-right government headed by Chirac's prime minister, Jean-Pierre Raffarin. Many opposition members are calling for resignations or for a parliamentary inquiry. Yves Contasso is a spokesman with the opposition Green Party. He suggests it is not society that is heartless, but Chirac and his government.
They say it's the family's fault, it's the neighbor's fault, or it's the fault of the local city council. I'm really wondering what we pay ministers for. It's scandalous. They say 10,000 dead now, but it will probably be 13 or 14,000.
Public opinion in France is divided. The first poll on the heat wave was published today. It suggests that while 40% of the people think the deaths were inevitable, 50% of those polled thought the government wasn't up to the challenge of the heat wave. But officials aren't apologizing. The government said it did everything it could as soon as it could. That still leaves many grieving and others in a delicate situation. Hugues Fauconnet is a mortician in charge of a temporary funeral home built inside a 5,000-square-yard refrigerated food warehouse north of Paris. The government requisitioned it because there were too many bodies being found in the Paris area. As far as possible, we try to tell the family members not to even come here, says Fauconnet, because the conditions are just not appropriate. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.